Begins National Wills Week. What has changed, especially around COVID-19, when it comes to drawing a will? Many of us, we think we'll get around to this at some point, but we procrastinate and procrastinate until, of course, it's too late. And that leaves chaos for those that we love. You may remember, of course, in August, we spoke to Champ Tekiso, ClickTech chairperson, about the importance of drafting a will during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we thought we'd pick up that conversation this morning. We've got Zale Hector, who is the CEO of ClickTech. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Morning, Mangani.
You know, when we spoke to Champ Tekiso, he told us that there's been a 300% rise in people looking for digital wills. Are you still seeing things trending that direction?
Absolutely. I think the reality is with COVID is, you know, people have engaged with technology or smart technology in a far greater way. And I think that now that people have realized the convenience and efficiencies that come with that, that people can take care of their financial matters online and even sign up for a personalized will online.
You know, I said in my introduction, we all think we'll get around to it. I'll do it, man. And then we procrastinate. And then, of course, something unexpected happens and it's too late. Remind us again why it is important to keep our wills updated.
Sure. So, I mean, absolutely. I think, first of all, if anything we know is that from this last year is that things can change quite rapidly. And as things change in our lives, we need to make sure that we update our wills. A will is really important for everyone. A lot of people think it's only for the elderly or the wealthy. But the reality is that anyone who earns an income, has possessions, dependents or children really should have their will drawn up and absolutely keep it updated.
Are there different kinds of wills?
Well, yes, there are. There absolutely are different types of wills. But I think, like I said, the important thing is go and get your will drawn up and make sure that you choose a partner to walk along with you in drawing up your will that actually has the expertise to draw up the relevant will that you need.
So obviously there are some do's and don'ts when it comes to drafting a will.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely certain clauses that need to be included. And I think that you need to make sure that you stay away. I would say stay away from just your basic template will that you would find, and rather make sure that you get a comprehensive will drawn up with a professional to oversee it. And that's sort of the service that we provide at Smart Will at Cielo today.
All right. So, I mean, we want to make sure that you don't just do a copy and paste that doesn't look into your particular circumstances, right?
Absolutely. So that process, if you're looking for something, that's going to be quick, then you can, bypass all the conversations, the necessary conversations and information gathering that you need. But, to make sure it's comprehensive, it's better to take your time, get all that information together and make sure that you get the correct will that is aligned exactly with what your wishes, the wishes that you want to be undertaking when you possible.
Yeah. What happens if, what are some of the potential complications if one does indeed pass away without a will?
Gosh, I think, the big thing is, I suppose, is if you have dependents or if you have, you have children, if you haven't placed a specific request of a guardian to make sure that that guardian knows that they need to look after your child legally, and also to make sure where your money is going when you pass away, that's a big risk. Obviously, delays in winding up estates. We all have stories. I mean, you mentioned Champ. Champ had a family member that took him 15 years to wind up the estate.
Jeez.
I've also been involved in estates. From a stress point of view, delays is a big problem. And remember, your assets a lot of the time are frozen, especially your bank accounts frozen at that time until these estates wind up. So there's numerous complications.
And choosing an executor for your will, what thought process should go into that decision?
No, you've got to be careful who you pick as your executor, because they ultimately are responsible to make sure that the wishes that you put in your will are executed correctly. And that executor needs to also be appointed by the Master of the High Court. And they need to have the necessary skills to be able to wind up that estate properly, to be appointed. So, you know, finding somebody that has those skills, very important. Yeah, I think a lot of the times also, Bongani, people think, oh, I'm just going to put, you know, a family member on there. But very soon what we see is that the family member realize, sure, this is quite a complicated process. I actually need assistance. And then they end up appointing an agent to actually act on their behalf, which is actually going to be the executor. So I think very carefully about who that executor is going to be.
All right, just give us once again your details. If people are interested in digital wills, where can they go?
Yes, absolutely. So obviously we're very passionate about wills and getting wills into every adult South African's hands. It's National Wills Week this week. We are offering a free will to all 702 listeners. For this week, they can get a smartwill.co.za, and when they finish their will, they can get their free code and get their will for free.
Smartwill.co.za. Zal Hector there, the CEO of ClickTech. Make sure you've got your estate planning matters sorted out, because you don't want to wait until it's too late and then there's nothing you can do. We do thank you for that offer. Zal Hector saying that if you're a 702 listener this week, you can get a digital will for absolutely gratis, free mahala.
In 2020, you haven't been able to walk with your friends and family, neighbors and colleagues at your favorite annual mass participation event. But at 702, we're saying this is the year to really walk the talk, not as